if you're driving a car, and sometimes they say check the bridge before you drive across it. Sometimes check what's before the bridge before you get the car to the bridge. Now, you've got a bloke called Gail. He's got history back at 2014 BB or the Big Bash over in the West Indies. He said something that was disrespectful to a woman and it just got glanced over. This one was a bit of fun, tongue-in-cheek, but you're going to get that. You throw a very attractive lady in front of a West Indian man and that's their culture, just a bit of a joke. Yeah, they're easygoing sort of blokes. I don't think he was being disrespectful to her.
No, I don't think he thinks he was. But if she took it that way, then it was.
But that's his culture.
Yeah, but if she took it that way, Rodney, it is. It's the same as if you make a racist comment towards someone. You might have think there was nothing in it. But if that person takes it that way, then it's a racist comment.
Well, don't get an attractive lady to interview a West Indian cricketer.
But she's not an attractive lady in that position.
She's an attractive lady.
She's a cricket commentator, she's a cricket journalist, she's a boundary rider. Yes, she's attractive, but she's not there because she's attractive.
West Indian men will take an will use the position, whether it's a commentator who you've trying to respect as a commentator, they will see her as an attractive woman, whether she's a commentator, whatever. The Queen of England, whatever opportunity a West Indian man will get to ask a lady out, he'll take it. And that was the opportunity for him to ask her out.
Well, that was Rodney Hogg on with Tony Shebeki earlier today. Always like listening to Hoggy. He always has different points of view. I don't know if I totally agree with Hoggy's comments, but one man who understands, obviously, the West Indian culture far better than I is a well-respected cricket broadcaster who's out here, of course, commentating for the ABC, Fazeer Mohammed, covering the West Indian tour. Fazeer, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me on again.
Good to speak to you. Is there some truth to that fact, Fazeer, that this is just something in West Indian culture that can't be changed?
Well, I think what Rodney Hogg just said nearly encapsulates a point that you were trying to make, that basically what he has said is that West Indian men can't resist the sight of an attractive woman. And that, to me, is deeply offensive. But in the first place, I'm sure, of course you could say this himself, that he would not consider me to be a West Indian because I look like an East, someone of Indian Pakistani origin. When he says West Indian, he means someone of African descent. It still remains offensive, but it just simply shows how people like to pigeonhole either different people of different races or ethnicities or countries. So from his point of view, anybody who either has thick curly hair and big lips and dark skin, that's West Indian. West Indian is a regional identity. It's not an ethnicity. So even by his own comments, he betrays a phenomenal level of ignorance for someone who is supposed to be relatively world-wise. But just getting to his point, basically he's saying that no one from the Caribbean of African descent who is defined as West Indian can resist the sight of an attractive woman. And without adding the additional racial twinge to it, that the sight of an attractive white woman. So it takes us down the road of the old-fashioned thing, white women are valued by black men because they see it as a bit of a trophy. And that's basically what he's saying. So that's an entire discussion by itself. But in relation to the Chris Gayle situation that he sees as lighthearted, but the one point that he made is very relevant. This was a train wreck waiting to happen. He referred to the incident with Narelle Meadows when she was at Fox in 2014.
Yep.
Why didn't people realize, why didn't Ten Sports realize that they were putting their reporter in line for that sort of treatment?
But isn't it up to Chris Gayle to conduct himself better, though, Fazeer?
Absolutely. But let's again put it in context. I'm not excusing Chris Gayle by any means or at all. But if you look at, think of Chris Gayle as a rock star, because that is what this T20 format treats them as. They are rock stars. They are treated as entertainment royalty. They are the best wherever they go. They are chased after by hundreds of people wherever they go. They are given the best of treatment. And certainly in the Caribbean, Chris Gayle is already a megastar. So he goes to other parts of the world and is given that same sort of treatment. So therefore, he feels that the normal rules of common courtesy and professional behavior do not apply to him in the same way that you would have your supposedly entertainment superstars doing things that would actually be embarrassing, but are then celebrated in the gossip magazines all over the place and whatever. So it is in that context that it would not be surprising to know that, in fact, we heard it from Gayle when he spoke to reporters at the airport leaving from that match, that basically he didn't think he did anything wrong, that there was no harm done from his point of view, because as far as he is concerned, that's the perfect normal way of doing things. He does not reconcile that what he has done is offensive, is inappropriate, is harassment in the workplace. Yep. As far as he is concerned, it is perfectly normal superstar behaviour.
So like for a lot of sports people over the years, they just live in a totally different world to you and I and most, Fazeer.
And in fairness, we encourage it. We, the media, encourage it. Because, look, again, that's why are we saying that 10 sports, no one at 10 sports knows about Gayle's tendency to make these sort of inappropriate comments to female reporters all over the world. Look at the immediate reaction after the interview. One of the broadcasters, can't remember his name, said, no, that's one of the most interesting interviews we've heard in a long time. It's only when the word came from on high, from someone obviously at the higher corporate level, said you've got to make a statement to immediately distance the company from that. And it's going to be interesting to see how 10 Sports, with a very effective product, now deal with this situation. Are we going to see Chris Gayle's face for the next Melbourne Renegades match on television? Or is he just going to be allowed to play on the team and be kept quiet? And with the statements that have been made by either 10 Sports or by BBL or by Cricket Australia, are they saying that what Gayle has done, what they are saying, is it that they are saying because what Gayle has done is wrong, or does it damage their brand, a brand that is trying to attract women to the game? Has the corporate responsibility taking effect here rather than just simply focusing on something that this should have never been allowed to happen in the first place?
How would you react if you were the BBL? What would you do with Chris Gayle?
I was the BBL, well, I'm not the BBL, one, but if I was the BBL, I would speak to Chris Gayle and ask him to basically give a proper apology and a sincere proper apology. If he refuses to do so, if there's a clause in his contract that allows it, if he refuses to do so, I would terminate his contract.
But how can he even be sincere when, as you just said, that's the world he operates in? He doesn't think the way he conducts himself. He's wrong. This is who he is. He's a global megastar. He's adored all over the world. He goes and plays all these T20 for different franchises around the globe, and this is how he makes his living now, and this is the way he conducts himself. He doesn't think what he's doing is going to offend anyone. So how can he apologise sincerely?
Well, that's precisely the point, Brett. You know, the thing is that this now becomes a corporate issue. They are going to have to calculate, what is the cost of not having Chris Gayle in the rest of the tournament as against the cost of having him still involved and having apparently been appeared to get away with a rap on the knuckles?
Well, we'll have to wait and see how it all unfolds. Really appreciate you coming on the program tonight, Fazeer, to give us your perspective on things. And I believe Stuart Coventry, the CEO of the Melbourne Renegades, is going to be speaking in the next few moments. So we'll get some reaction from that. Thank you, Fazeer. Really appreciate it.
You're more than welcome. Take care.